No Pun Intended, episode 19. Thank you all for joining us today. After 30 minutes of production delay, technical difficulties, we are live. We hope you all appreciate the production value we have added. We have a nice little border. No more Zoom-sponsored meetings, free sponsorship for Zoom. So we are upping our quality here at Chess Schools. Matt, how's it going today?
Good. How are you doing tonight, Jesse?
I am doing just great. We have a bit of a grab bag episode for you guys today. We're going to go over some Chess Schools updates, some life updates, and then we're going to take a bunch of questions. And as always, if you want to ask us a question, follow us live on YouTube. That's youtube.com/chessschools. You can get all of these podcasts live. We'll interact with you, answer your questions. You can make fun of us. And you can stay for the after party, too, for the after party, as we like to call it. Chess Schools updates. Do you have anything for us, Matt? What's going on?
Yeah, we got a few courses in the works. So I'll talk about courses maybe, and then you can talk about the trainer.
Yeah, sure.
I'm working on the Modern Defense course, and we have half the videos recorded, half the PGN completely ready. It's going slower than I would like, but I think it'll make a better course in the end. There will be model games, and there will be quiz questions, and it's going to be one course that gives you full coverage for black. E4, D4, C4, Knight F3, all the transpositions. It's all going to be in one course. And I was looking for a modern course before creating this one. There are no good modern courses out there. There are no recent modern books out there. So I think this could become sort of a go-to resource for the modern. And I'm super excited for it because it's just this dynamic counterattacking opening where we look to see how white sets up their pawns, and then we base all of our plans around the pawn structure. So that's the first thing, modern defense course. We have a course from James. It's a London part two coming out from the white side. That's going to be a really good course. We also have Justin and Presta J working on some courses. So Justin is working on a Knight F3 course for white. Presta J is going to be working on a free course, which I believe is going to be like the king pawn opening. So what happens after E4, E5, kind of for beginners. We're going to have a advanced beginner move-by-move course. That's level two to the beginner course that Presta J and I are going to work on together. And we have a new instructor, Jack, who is working on a Queen's Gambit decline course for the black side. And he's actually James's teacher. He's James's instructor. So we got a ton of courses in the works that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that is exciting stuff. You guys are living in the peak Chess Schools era. We have a lot going on. I have an announcement. I cold emailed Brandon Jacobson asking if he wanted to join the podcast. This is Visu. And first email got nowhere. But second email, I'm like, hey, just wanted to let you know if you wanted to join the podcast, we'd love to have you. And that email got nowhere. Third email, I said, Brandon, I know you're busy, probably finishing up college, but we can offer you up to $5,000 to join the podcast. And he said, I'm in. Okay, well, I made up the last part. So he still ignored me. We have no update. No idea if he's coming on the podcast. Probably not, but I had you going. Matt thought
you
I was burning.
Totally had me. I thought you were going to say he's coming on the podcast. And I was like, this is breaking news right here, guys.
No, I'm going to keep following up, though. I want him on the podcast. I for sure want to hear his side of it. I want to hear what's going on because I would love to sit down and talk to him, get his side of things. I watched even more of his coffee chess videos. He has a few more that we missed initially. He's got so much swagger over the board. Just so confident. He plays, there was a game, it was E4, and he plays F5, and he just crushes his opponent. So he's not coming on the podcast anytime soon, but I'm going to keep pursuing him. Let me know anyone else that you want to have in the podcast, and we will try to make it happen. I want to get some big guests on here.
Email us his address if you guys know where he lives, or dox him in the chat, and maybe we can drive to his house and just make this happen. We'll take some microphones.
Don't dox him. I have his email, so I'm trying to get a hold of him, but no luck yet. Okay, Matt was making an inside baseball joke on all the people who have come before the show. Okay, let me talk trainer. So trainer has been something that I've been working on for a while. And if you go to right now, you can go to train.chessschools.com, and we have, I think, like 1,000 tactics problems that you can train, something like that. Most of them are free, but some of them you can pay for. And we are working on an guess the eval module, a whole new training. So we'll give you a position, and you basically need to break it down, given a bunch of different criteria: king safety, pawn play, activity, like how much space you have, all that things. Then you just make a guess on the evaluation, and we will quiz you on that. So if you stay tonight, if there's time, we'll tease it out a little bit. But I'm hoping we can get that done in the next couple weeks. We're going to shoot for 50 problems initially. So that is the update there. I had a vision last night of us writing a chess book. Have you heard of the book 0 to 1, by the way, Matt?
I have, but I have not read it.
So I have read the book 0 to 1, and it's basically a book on how you start from absolutely nothing and get to a thing. So you're like starting a business. It's a business book. So you're starting a business, start with absolutely nothing, and you turn it into some sort of like system, some entity that's running, kind of like what we have with chess goals. I was thinking of making a play off of that and going for and having the title be 0 to 1,000. So like, how do you get your first 1,000 Elo? And we just take you through every single step. Basic, very basic openings, very basic tactics. We start with like, how do you set up the board and get you to 1,000? I don't feel like there's a ton of books targeted towards absolute beginners.
That's a great idea. Like, I think Levy tried to tap into that market a little bit, but outside of that, I feel there aren't a ton of great beginner books.
Yeah, just a thought I had. It's definitely not high priority, but we'll kind of see how it goes. I'm also wanting
Oh,
to do. Oh, yeah, go for it.
I had a dream about a book last night too. I just recently read Die with Zero by Bill Perkins, and I want to write a book on how to make sure your Elo hits zero before you die. Like, make sure you're able to gift those points to your friends before you pass away. So
That's not
maybe after your
possible.
book.
You're gonna get
Oh.
floored at some point.
Oh, okay.
Die with zero friends below your rating.
Yeah, there you go.
Everyone's gotta get all your rating points. Matt, when you are floored, when you're like an 80-year-old man, we're gonna be playing and you're just gonna be punting Elo to me, and I'm gonna become NM at 80 years old, 76 years old, whatever, because you're gonna just punt all your rating because you'll be floored.
I like this idea. Yeah, just pump up the whole club even.
Yes. Okay, upcoming sponsors for the course. Here's a list of dream sponsors I would like to have for the course. Number one, Liquid Death, baby. We gotta go Liquid Death. Matt was just telling us about his plan to get Liquid Death as a spam as a sponsor. How you doing it?
I want to, go with the same success you've had with Brandon Jacobson. Send out a cold email, and I'm just going to try to use ChatGPT to help me write it in the format of their marketing.
Okay, we gotta do it. Matt came over, what was that, 2 weekends ago? Yeah, not last week, weekend
Sounds right.
before. Yeah, we watched some UFC. And we got some Liquid Death, and I gotta say it was good. We had the, I can't remember which one I had, the berry one maybe.
I think so. Okay, we should do a pop quiz. Who can guess what Jesse and I had for a snack for UFC?
Yeah, you guys will never guess. You can pause the video if you want. For a snack, we had corn dogs and pizza. What are they called? Pizza bites?
Pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, yes.
So
Gummy
good.
bears, also good. Yep, I think I had one beer, got a little crazy.
And a liquid death. Yeah, beer and a liquid death.
And a liquid death, and yeah, I think I also had another sparkling water on top of it. So quite the night. Good to see Pantoja defend his belt. Lightweight, actually, it was a bantamweight. She was a
No,
bantamweight title fight.
I think you're being called a lightweight.
I know.
Oh, you do. Well, Evan got it correct. Corn dogs and pizza rolls. He got it in the chat.
Corn dogs and pizza
Wow.
rolls. Yeah, how'd you guess? Amazing. All right, what's going on in life updates, Matt? You just got a pickleball rating. How's it going?
Yeah, pickleball ladders are going pretty well. You get a rating kind of like your chess rating. It's double, so it's 2 on 2. And what they do is you sign up, and there's 6 courts, and they rank everyone by your, it's called a Global Pickleball Network rating, GPN rating. So I've done 3 nights. The first, there's 2 divisions, there's a lower and an upper. So the first time I did the lower section, and I was
Cleverly
playing on
named
court.
divisions. I like that.
Yeah, I was on court 1 of 6, and I went 4-0. And then I moved to the upper, and I was on court 3, and it was like 2 and 2. And then somehow I got moved to court 2 just because slightly lower rated people signed up. But I went 3 and 1 on court 2. So it's going really well so far. We'll see how it goes. Tomorrow I have another ladder night.
How often are you actually playing these days? How many nights a week?
I play less nights a week now, but since it's summer, like I have Wednesdays off, I'll go out there sometimes on a Wednesday for like 3 hours, take a break, and then go out for another 3 hours. 'Cause it's a
Dang.
very social sport. So like everyone exchanges phone numbers and you get on these group texts and it's like, hey, we're all going out at 12 and we're all going out this time. And they have open play hours where you just go and mix it up with whoever's there. Like you put your paddles on the rack on the fence, all the courts are full, and then as games finish, you cycle in. So you can play as much as you want. There's so many people out there playing.
That's awesome. So how many hours a day are you out there like on a Wednesday?
It depends. Like today, I met up with my friend at 1 o'clock and we played till 4 o'clock. So we did like 3 hours.
That's a long
But
time, man.
I've been training with people that are higher than my level this summer. And I think that has really just helped my game a ton. Like being able to play people that push me. I mean, just like anything, that's really helped me figure out like, okay, these are the flaws or the weaknesses in my game. This is how they punish them, and let me see if I can correct them.
Nice. What are your chess goals? Not chess goals, but chess goals.
Try not to hit my reading floor.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think pickleball has changed my perspective a little bit on chess. Like, I just want to have fun. So, Chicago Open's coming up. Dennis was asking me about this recently. Like, I haven't done any chess practice at all. Like, I've not played a blitz game in probably 6 months, even, unless it's at the Rochester Chess Club. And I'm just going to go and have fun. You know, it's a slow time control, plenty of time to think. And yeah, I want to have no pressure and just try to enjoy it.
Are you gonna do any specific prep or anything to get in shape before the tournament?
I don't think so. I mean, it's already next weekend. It's coming up
Is
super
it next week?
fast.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like May 23rd or 20. I think I'm leaving that Friday. So in 9 days.
Cool. So, any Chess Goals fans, go play the Chicago Open. Matt will be there. A couple other Chess Goals people will be there. Prestige. Chess Simple, he'll be there as well. Oh, and Justin, right?
Yep.
Awesome. That'll be great. I'm not able to play, but I have actually not played an OTB game in a year. I think my last game was in May of last year, so I got to get back on it.
Are you going to do Rochester Open if you can, or is it too close to the baby?
I think I'm gonna be traveling though, right? Because it's like the 5th of July.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I
Maybe we
think I
already
might
did
be.
talk about that.
Yeah, I think I might be traveling, but I'm gonna definitely find a tournament to play. I still feel like I have a little rating on the board, or like left on the table that I need to come and capture. So my chess.com rating is very solidly in like the 1700 range. Right now it's I think like 1650 or something like that because I had a poor last few days, but I've been sustaining 1700 plus for like the last, I don't know, couple months. So I feel like my OTB rating should settle around 1700-ish, but I'm only like 1500 over the board right now in USCF. But one thing, there was this blog post, something about like how 1900 games are really decided. Have you seen this, Matt?
No, I haven't.
So it was just this random, I think, post on maybe what's that site called? Substack. And he just said, these are how games in at the 1900 level are decided. He just gave him a couple of his games at his nine he's rated 1900, just a couple games of his last 4 months of play. And every single one was like an egregious blunder, like dropping your queen, just straight up hanging a piece in one move. Like those blunders still happen all the time. And so I feel
Classical.
like, yeah, classical chess, classical OTB chess. A lot of these were in like time scrambles or like towards the end of the game or whatever. But I still think if I just sit down at the board and try my best not to blunder, that'll take me a long ways.
But not just that, you need to play for the initiative. So people don't make blunders unless you press them after a certain level. So if you can like grab the space, have active pieces, push them a bit, give them tough questions, yeah, there will be big blunders, and especially when the clock gets low for your opponent. So always try to stay up on the clock, and if they're getting low on time, you have very good chances that they might just like drop a piece or something.
Yeah, so I got to keep that in mind. Maybe we should play the Rochester Open to warm up. Warm up to getting back to OTB. Yeah, maybe. Maybe Matt should give me some lessons and we'll stream it. So then I get free lessons and you guys all get to enjoy it. That's actually that's a, that sounds like a good deal, right, Matt?
Yeah, actually, it's fine with me. If you bring
Maybe
the
we
corn
should.
dogs, I'll teach the lessons and the liquid death.
I'll supply the corn dogs and the liquid death. Matt's two food
Yeah.
groups. Azel will give me free lessons. Deal. Let's do it for YouTube.
Ooh,
Book
that'd be
it.
amazing.
That would be really good. Maybe we should. We'll have to find some time that we can both do a lesson.
But going back to your thing about your Blitz rating versus your USCF rating, I agree with you. I think you have a couple hundred points on the table that you can gain pretty quickly in USCF, but you just need practice playing OTB, keeping your nerves under control, just like the whole environment of OTB. I feel like you need, 50 games under your belt in a year or something to really kind of get that point where you're like, okay, now I feel 1700 OTB.
Yeah, do you feel like if I played a bunch of slow games online, if that would count, or does it have to be over the board?
I think it would help some, but I think probably what you need most is over the board. Because think about like how nervous you get sometimes when you play.
Yeah.
Plus like the whole getting used to the 3D board. I do
Mm-hmm.
think the more you can get yourself to play OTB, the better.
Yeah. I will try. It's hard. It's hard with family and a job and obligations and chess goals, but I still do want to play some more OTB. Any other life updates? Anything you want to share?
So yeah, Rochester Open's coming up. I did get invited to play in a Masters Invitational tournament. It's
Oh,
two
yeah, you
other
were telling me about
Masters.
that.
Yeah, it's two other Masters that have agreed to play, and then one qualifier from a tournament that's held up in the Minneapolis area. So it's gonna be four of us round robin just in a single day. And that'll be kind of fun just because it'll be like playing different people. Otherwise, oh, what about your yard work projects? What's going on in the backyard?
Oh yeah, the garden continues to progress well. We have mentioned this on other podcasts, but we have a pretty big garden. We have 15 garden plots. They're all 16 feet by 4 feet. That project is done. We filled in a ton of dirt. We got 10 yards of dirt, filled in all the garden beds. We got it all planted. Potatoes are starting to sprout. Pumpkins are starting to sprout. Sunflowers are sprouting. I think that's it. We also have some carrots in there. Last weekend we got a trampoline, so we got the trampoline set up.
Oh
That's a
yeah,
lot of
that's
fun
right.
for the kids, and it is good exercise, let me tell you. I was just like bouncing my kids, and like it's like cardio. It's legit cardio, and like I'm working new muscles in my legs. I have like sore calves after. There's a few other fun things we want to do this summer with the yard, but nothing like no firm plans, I guess. Finally got the
And
mower up and running.
how's your lifting routine going?
I've been taking it really slowly actually the last couple weeks. I'm doing like one lift per week at is all. I'm just trying to get some extra sleep before the baby comes, honestly. But today I was up at 5, couldn't go back to sleep, so I did like an hour and a half of lifting this morning, so that was good. I want to get a little more running in as well, but last week I think I did like 12 miles, maybe 14 miles, and that was the most I've done in a while. I want to keep running some more. Maybe do a half marathon in the fall, and maybe you do a marathon next year, like a year from today, maybe something like that. But that's all just a pipe dream. I have no idea where life is going to take me in the next year.
Yeah. No, I think that'll be good just to keep your running base going. 'Cause you've established really good cardio just from all the training you've been doing. So there's probably a certain amount, right, where it's like if I can keep running 10 miles a week or whatever it is, like you can kind of keep that base of zone two training.
Yeah, that's what I've been shooting for, like 10 miles a week, which is pretty easy to maintain. It's only like a few 4 mile runs. That's pretty doable, and I feel recovered after each one of those. Let's go to a few questions. We already answered one, what courses are coming out over the next few months, but we can recap that one again. We have the Modern course, Beginner course, Part 2, Knight F3 course, QG, what was it, QGD for Black? And then one other one from James, right?
London Part Two.
London Part 2, and then did I miss one? Or is that all of them?
I can't remember if you said the Prestige free course, King's Spawn opening.
Oh, I did not say that one. So another free course coming. And someone else asked about a Vienna line to recommend, and we actually have a completely free for you Vienna course. We will link that in the description below. Go to courses or just go to chessschools.com and click the free tab, and you will see a bunch of stuff. Vienna, a bunch of our quick starts are there too. And I think we have a miniatures course and anything else? Anything else for free?
Chesco's blueprint.
Yeah, Blueprint, our bestseller. When's the next Memphis stream?
Don't know. The dog doesn't like the bed anymore. What am I
What
supposed to do?
are you supposed to do? I remember you had a few videos there when you had the Memphis cam. Oh, that was so clutch.
Yeah, with the, I had a second webcam, and then I could toggle it in OBS.
Yeah, so funny. I love that.
Could do it again. I could get that set up.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, you have done a decent amount of coaching in your life. I remember that's kind of where you first got your start. Getting a little income from chess, driving all over the city, driving to people's houses, do in-person coaching.
Yep.
Should coaching involve more than game review?
I think there's kind of two schools of thought. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. My own personal thinking is there's two types of coaching. One is an occasional coach. Like, how can I get the most bang for my buck with a coach? I think that sort of coach should just do a high-level overview of, I've looked at all your games in the past couple months. Here are the main takeaways. Maybe it takes a few hours of their time to go through everything. And then they say, okay, here's exactly what to work on. So kind of like what we do with Chess Goals and the Blueprint, but very customized to you. And then I think if you want a coach that meets every week, I believe it should primarily be what we just talked about plus game review, right? So let's go through every single game and keep hammering on those same points. Okay, yep, you brought your queen out early again. They were able to develop an attacker. That's a common theme. We need to stop doing that. Or you didn't watch your opponent's simple threat before you unleashed your move. Like you just thought of a new candidate move and boom, you played it, you got punished. Like you want your coach to catch those things and then just keep telling you over and over so that you can start to correct them.
If I had to
So,
pinpoint one big weakness for me, it's I'm not accurately assessing opponents' threats because very often I know that I made a mistake the move before. I like didn't see a threat or I ignored a threat, not thinking it was anything. So I gotta really tighten up that weakness. I think I'd be a much better player. What other types of stuff you do for coaching, or is that mostly it?
Some coaches prepare positions and things for their students, but I think, I mean, when I was improving the most, my coach was Ed Zelkind, And what I would tend to do is I would go play in a tournament up in the Twin Cities, and then we would try to set up a chess lesson as soon as possible after the tournament. Like sometimes we would stop at his house Sunday night for an hour and just go over those games while they were fresh in my mind. I think that was the best way to improve. So I would say, should coaching involve more than game review? Probably not, with the exception of maybe just kind of giving you that overarching plan. You know, I don't think your coach needs to do anything too complicated with you.
I remember one time after an OTB game, I was playing against a younger guy. He was maybe rated like 900 or 1,000 or something like that. And I had a really tough, grinding, grueling game against him. And after I'm done, I'm like, and I ended up winning. I'm like, oh, I won, but I feel like I played so terribly. And I had a book of yours or something. I'm like, can I come drop off the book and we'll go over the game? And we just went over the game and, I don't know. I like played okay. I did give up like a really good pawn break in the center that opened everything up in my opponent's favor, but he misplayed it. He didn't see a couple like defensive resources I had. And so I kind of like worked my way back into it. And then we were playing I think it was like a bishop and rook and a few pawns for each side. And he ended up blundering a piece in the end game. Like I could like grab I could basically capture his bishop. And then skewer his king and rook or something. So I was up a bishop at the end. Something like that. But yeah, that was a good, very good learning experience. Also, one of my first ever tournaments, I played the best OTB game of my life, for sure. This guy played a Gellert Gambit against me, and I had just studied Gellert Gambit theory so much. I like knew exactly the plans, exactly what to do, and in this tournament, I'm like, oh yeah, I played a game. I feel like it was pretty smooth. And we were going on break, and you're like, do you want to go check out the game up in like this conference room together? I'm like, yeah, sure. And you went over it, and you're like, yeah, I think that was like a really good game. I think if you put it into Stockfish, you wouldn't find like hardly anything. And I put it in later, and I had like a 9 centipawn loss and like 1 inaccuracy. It's like Jesse's immortal. I'll have to dig that up again.
To add to that a little bit, I think a one value of a coach too is psychology. I don't know if Zelda is still in the chat. She talks about this quite a bit, but being able to keep your students motivated and sort of happy with their play while they're learning at the same time. Like, can you keep chess fun and still get them to want to improve?
Godzilla is in the chat. Cool.
Nice.
Okay, are you hiring a podcast producer position? Do you think we need one? We
No.
currently have no currently have
We
no
don't have
money in
the
the budget.
we don't have a
Yeah.
sponsor. How are we gonna hire a podcast producer?
Yeah, maybe pitch that to Liquid Death. We'd love to have a producer, but we don't have the money. Could you please sponsor us? We can hire a producer. I'm the producer, so I take 40 minutes to set up OBS and get the audio working, but we are live and it's working-ish. Yeah, it's got to be fun, or what's the point exactly? Okay, go for it. Sorry.
I want to use that website. What was it like? Hireamom.com?
Oh
Don't type
yeah.
that in, guys. I don't remember if that was the exact thing. Was that what it was? Hireamom.com?
It sounds right.
It was from that dude that made the app Sumo. He used that website to like hire essentially like stay-at-home moms that have like different skill sets at kind of like Fiverr. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool.
HireMyMom.com.
Like have a mom running the producing the podcast.
Link in the description. Hire my mom. If you want to sponsor the podcast, hire my mom. Let me know.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, a little bit late.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. And that will do it for the podcast. Thank you everyone for joining. Thank you everyone for sticking with us. We were live for about 20 minutes before anyone could hear Matt or see our video clearly. So thank you for sticking with us, everybody. As always, likes, reviews, ratings, always very appreciated. We rely deeply on your sharing this with friends so we can grow the podcast. Thank you all for joining us tonight, and we will see you next week.